Hi, welcome to the Ohio Arts Council's Rife Gallery. Today we're going to have a look at Quilt National 2021. This exhibition is produced and circulated by the Dairy Barn in Athens, Ohio.
Ohio is the epicenter for so much of contemporary quilting. Quilt National started as artists taking traditional quilt patterns and turning them on their head. And as technology evolved, so did the quilts. And Quilt National has historically been a celebration of the evolving technologies that artists have available. I feel like a lot of artists are also stepping back and coming back to the handwork of fiber art. Quilt National defines a quilt as two layers of fabric-like material connected with a stitch. A contemporary quilt must be of original design, and it is respected as a fine artwork. The artworks in Quilt National 21 were selected by three jury members, Karen Schultz, Nancy Bavor, and Brigitte Kopp. The three jurors met to select the top 84 quilts out of over 400 that were submitted for consideration. When I look at the show, I'm inspired by artists' creativity and their openness that they're allowing through their personal expression in fiber art. The show is vibrant and colorful and timely. The artworks are relevant, speaking about global warming and environmental crises, and we can all relate as well to the personal journeys that are told through some of these stories, like the isolation of 2020, and perhaps through a story told about a family separation, even divorce. It's a massive privilege to work with artists, some of them who have been refining this craft for over 40 years, and some who are new to fiber art or contemporary quilting. It is such an exciting show to be a part of for artists and for all of us at the Dairy Barn. We all gear up for a Quilt National summer. We're all excited to be in the gallery, and we have such a robust attendance to Quilt National at the Dairy Barn. People typically travel internationally to come see this show. I've had visitors come into the gallery crying because it's been on their bucket list to see a Quilt National, and they've traveled from New Zealand or Germany or Australia to come see the show. This piece is titled Brittle Crazy Glass by Anne Smith, an artist from the UK. She uses all recycled materials in this piece. It tells a story of her time in New York City volunteering with a friend to deliver food to homeless. She drew these people she met by memory. She tells the story, which I love, of this standing man. He was so proud of his new shirt. He thought it looked so smart. But his friends kept teasing him that it was a woman's shirt. In this quilt, you can see illustrated the hard realities, possibly, of being homeless. One of the people that she met was a young woman who was seated on the sidewalk next to a rodent bait sign, which we see it here. She says she really quite enjoyed her time in New York, meeting these people who she developed a friendship with while she was there. I feel this quilt expresses the individual rather than the monolith of homelessness. This piece is titled Fracas by Kip Vincent, who is a Canadian artist. Fracas is an Italian word meaning something like an uproar, and this piece is a part of her Chaos series. She uses many techniques for this piece, and one that she likes to call her underpainting. She has painted on fabric, monoprinted, dyed using discharge, which is removing dye from fabric. And then she assembles the composition using lines. So she'll design a block and then build the composition on her design wall. This artist is obviously very concerned with her color palette, her color choices, and how your eye moves through the piece. It's always a joy to see artists pushing what a quilt can be. This is a very unique design, and I think that's part of why it was chosen as Best in Show. This piece is titled Sun on My Patio Chair 2020 Isolation. It is by artist Jean M. Evans from Medina, Ohio. To create this piece, the artist painted and drew on fabric and then pieced some of it to make the composition. She also uses her stitching to illustrate this very lonely an isolated image of a chair in the sun with heavy shadow cast, where I feel the artist probably spent much of her time in 2020 alone pondering the unknown that we all experienced that year. I think the daffodils and color here behind the chair show that nature will continue. There is life, there is hope. This artwork is titled Reaching Out 8 by Donnelly Kennedy. The artist approaches her work with energetic enthusiasm and passion for abundant beauty through this improvisational pieced quilt. Reaching Out 8 received the Quilt Surface Design Symposium Award. Here we see an exploration of color again with complementing contrasting colors, the blue and orange, and then again through this yellow, green, purple, pink area. The artist has connected the composition through these vertical lines that run through the piece. That exploration is what makes this quilt vibrant and makes the eye bounce around the piece. This piece is by Sandy Schellenberger from Conneaut, Ohio. It's titled Shifting Sands, Sapphire Skies. This piece uses many shibori dye techniques. Shibori is a traditional Japanese dye technique that typically uses indigo dye in fabric. The artist says, as sands shift, I dream of civilizations past. I search for celestial messages of hope in these ever-changing, unpredictable times. Bold and daring, fearless yet harmonious, my identity is entwined with cultural traditions and patterns made on cloth and handed down through generations. Sapphire skies, my blue heavens. So many of these pieces are so tactile and they are so familiar because we do surround ourselves in fabric constantly. Our clothing, what we sleep in, what we cuddle with when we're anxious or nervous or tired. To see fabric on a white gallery wall where it is formalized in fine art, it's what makes fiber art so approachable.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Big thank you to the Dairy Barn for putting together this phenomenal exhibition and allowing it to tour here at the Ohio Arts Council's Rife Gallery. Another big thank you to the Ohio Arts Council's board, the governor, and the legislature for supporting the Ohio Arts Council in this great space.